Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Lifeboat Project is dedicated to providing lifelong support for survivors of human trafficking. And here to tell us all about it is the CEO and founder of the Lifeboat Project, Jill Bolander-Cohen. Jill, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks for having me today.
Now, human trafficking is, to be honest, is one of those things I hear on TV shows. You know, cause that's the thing where most people go, well, yeah, I saw that on the latest.
And another country.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Just so we know what we're talking about. You know what you're talking about. Just so we know what we're talking about. What is human trafficking?
Human trafficking is, I always say, the long short of it is force, fraud, or coercion against another human being. So there's a lot of talk about sex trafficking, but labor trafficking is huge too. And then there's organ trafficking, but we don't really have that issue like some other countries do. But that is a problem too.
Organ trafficking being like when somebody takes your kidneys.
Yeah.
All right, so human trafficking, how does that relate to, you know, the United States and what's going on here?
So where it hits close to home is Florida is ranked third in the nation for calls to the human trafficking hotline, and Central Florida is ranked third in the state. That's a problem. I'm born and raised here, graduated from Lake Brantley High School from Altamont Springs, and I just said not in my backyard. And so 9 years ago, going on 10 years ago, I had learned about human trafficking when I was in Washington, D.C., and came back and partnered with an organization called the Freedom Network USA. It was a group of service providers brought together by the Department of Justice, and they formed the Freedom Network to come in and train first responders, not the community, but first responders on what they were looking at. And so shortly after that, then I founded the Lifeboat Project. And then a year after that, I co-founded the Greater Orlando Human Trafficking Task Force. And that's where we partner with all law enforcement and all the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, get together. And it's a meeting of the minds. How can we combat this together? You have to have open lines of communication to if we're going to even make a serious dent in eradicating it.
So how does this work? Is it these are people from other countries?
No.
No?
No.
No. See, that's the thing. That's what you think you know what it is.
Yes, but no, because these are our kids, and they're being groomed in our schools, and parents have got to be diligent on how they're watching their children, especially through social media. Through their phones, through there's so many different kind of apps. You got to be really be on watching what your kids are into because that's where the traffickers are going.
And what do they do with the kids?
Well, a lot of times they'll just sway them into meeting up, you know, and then once they get them in their clutches, it's a life of hell, you know.
You're talking, you know, kidnapping and taking
well,
them,
sometimes, yeah. But sometimes, you know, some of the guys will, you know, work on being a boyfriend to some girl and maybe getting her an iPhone, getting her nails and her hair done and isn't, you know, I'm such a good boyfriend. And then, oh, honey, you know, won't you do this? And then before they know it, they're caught in a life of prostitution a lot of times and being sold to whoever.
That's what I mean. They're taken away from their families.
Sometimes, but sometimes it's right under our nose. For instance, there was a girl that went to high school. She was at a party. Somebody slipped her a roofie, and a couple of the guys had sex with her, and they filmed it, and now they said, now you're going to work for us. So these were guys on a football team at a high school, and now this girl is working for them. So she would go home to sleep in her bed.
Right.
I mean, you got to think about it. You've got a high school girl. Their brains aren't really even developed then.
Right.
And so they don't want to have the shame of having their naked bodies being raped all over the internet. They don't want their parents to know. So there's a lot of shame that goes with this. And so, you know, they comply. Unfortunately, it's a bad situation.
And they don't tell anybody.
They don't tell anybody.
So there's this secret thing going on.
And so they're working for the traffickers. It's just, it's terrible.
I saw an article, I was reading something about a woman who was on a plane, and she caught the eye of a girl who was just didn't look right to her, and she passed her a note and said, "Are you okay?" And the girl was like, "No."
Was not.
And when they landed, the authorities came and helped her.
Yeah.
It's like that, right?
It's just like that. I was in Portland, Oregon, receiving an award, and I was getting ready to get on the plane to come back, and I saw something that just really unnerved me. It was an older white gentleman with two young Hispanic boys, probably maybe 10, 12. And it was just the way that he was communicating with them. The one little boy was sitting on the ground crying. When the boy would get up to kind of walk away, he wouldn't put his hands on the child, but he would like take his body and block him from walking. Just not good body language. And I just wanted to get on the plane and come home. But then I thought, no, Jill, you know better than this. So I went up to the flight attendant and I handed her my business card. And I said, "Listen, I'm not sure, but something's not right. This is what I do." And she looked at me and her eyes got big as saucers. And she says, "Okay, hang on." So she said, she came back and she said, "You're sitting in first class. Let's go ahead and get you seated." And what they did is they pulled the manifesto to find out exactly who was sitting where. And one of the supervisors came up to me on the plane and said, "Miss Cohen, we looked over and it's his son's." And I said, "How do you know that?" And she looks at me and says, "Oh, no, we don't." And I said, "I'm telling you, as a professional that has been doing this a long time, something's not right. And you know what? You see something, you say something. And maybe I've inconvenienced the guy a little bit, but you know what? They were going to have security waiting for them when they got off the plane. And there's an agency that is part of the Freedom Network, like the Lifeboat is a part of now, and that they could have reached out to for more assistance when the plane landed. So, again, if you see something, you have to say something."
Well, that's true. That just put me to mind of something that happened maybe 10, 15 years ago in another neighborhood I was in, where we saw something like that, like somebody, some kid getting dropped off at a corner, and then they went house to house like they were selling stuff. So we were like, that doesn't...
That's usually not right either. And there is a ring that does, you know, they go around. And DCF, because a lot of these are children, they have been involved with their investigators. And every time that they would get in trouble, they would get caught. They would say, "Okay, now we're going to have like a reflective little vest on, you know." And then the next time, "Okay, now we're going to have a lanyard with something on it. Looks like an LLC, like a legit whatever." Yeah. And a lot of times the people that were doing this around here were moving kind of over to Brooksville, kind of like on that side of the coast. But basically, parents are signing their kids over thinking that this is going to be a good esteem building, get the kids some discipline, and they're turning them over to traffickers. And not so much that it's sex trafficking, but it's labor trafficking. These kids, they hardly make anything, if anything, and they're usually thirsty, they're usually hungry. And so they say that you definitely need to report if there's something, if you see these kids coming around.
So you said up front that Orlando, Central Florida, is number 3 in the state. And the state is number...
3rd in the nation.
In the nation. And this is so this is happening right in front of
our
eyes.
Right under our nose.
And we don't even...
And it's not getting any better. And I think that we have moved right under, like, arms and drug traffic. I mean, this is like second. This is a multi-billion dollar business. I mean, if you think about it, if you take some cocaine or some pills, that's a one-time use. But if you take a body, you can use it for however long you can, till it gives out. There was a reported case of a task force that had rescued some Latin American women. Now, these were professional women by means of veterinarians, doctors, boutique owners. These were professional women that were like, "Oh, well, we can expedite everything in the United States and you're going to make so much more money." Well, they bring them over here. They hold all their documentation and they were forced to sleep with 50 men a day. 50. Straight profit. This is just an evil business, and I cannot stress enough to parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles, you have to have conversations with your children. And though they think that they may know who's on the other end of that phone when they're in these gaming devices and they're on these apps, they don't really know who's on there. They really don't know who's on there.
And there's so many of them.
Yeah.
So with Lifeboat, though, you take the people that have been pulled out of the situation.
Right.
You don't actively pull them out.
Well, actually, we did. Yeah, and we did a rescue.
Oh, good.
Not that long
ago. All right.
Ago.
So, but yeah. Mainly after they're pulled out, you do, that's where you come in.
That's where we come in. And so the Lifeboat Project is a 501c3, and we focus on 18 and over. Because as for the children, you know, we have to take care of the children as a state, the state of Florida does, or, you know, whoever, they're minors. But once they age out, kind of like with foster care sometimes, there's not that safety net. And so the Lifeboat is a safety net for survivors that are 18 and over. Men and women we help. And a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, we were gifted with 4 properties from another nonprofit that went out of business. And we've partnered with Home Depot Foundation and some other businesses that have donated product. And we are in the process of rehabbing. We almost finished our LGBTQ transitional home. And we have one for women. And then we have an apartment complex kind of thing, too. One of the rooms will be designated as an emergency shelter for law enforcement or other agencies that need to take the survivor somewhere just to relax and then vet the situation. Where do they need to go? Were they pumped full of drugs? Do they need to go to rehab? Were they kidnapped? Do they need to go home? You know, but most of them are homeless. Lifeboat Project's a part of the COC, the local continuum of care. And for, you know, years I've been going, and at first it was kind of like everybody gave me the look like, why are you here? And I'm like, because all of our survivors are homeless, but they need special care. Kind of like we take care of our veterans, but traffickers are going after the veterans. They're going after anybody that is fragile.
And you provide a lot of services. You were just talking about counseling, healthcare, illegal, job training skills, things like that.
Yes.
You have to rebuild a person, don't you?
But here's the funny part. Well, it's not funny. Some will come and they have maybe 6th or 7th grade education because they've been in the life for so long. And then we have some that have master's degrees. So we have the gamut. But it's that vulnerability that the traffickers play on, not so much the education. And people think, well, if they're educated, then they're smart enough to know. No, there's other circumstances that might lead to being vulnerable, and then you get yourself into something that you can't get out of. So, yes, we provide education, and we did a training the other day with Rotary, with my district. I'm a Rotarian, and they were just blown away by the training that we did. I got a call from a former district governor, and they are going to try to set up an educational fund to be able to assist with their books and stuff like that. So
Central Florida is third in the state in this, and the state is third in the country. It's happening all around us. What do we do if we suspect something or if we are involved in something that we didn't know how we got into?
Well, if you're involved in something, they need to know that there is help out there. And sometimes with people that are undocumented, the trafficker threatens them that they're gonna call ICE and you're gonna be deported and we're gonna kill your family back wherever. They need to know that there is protection for them, and they need to come forward. Now, sometimes they don't want to go through law enforcement. We work closely with law enforcement because we have a great relationship, and that takes time to build too, where you trust each other, and so they can always call the Lifeboat Project. And then your other question was, if you see something.
Right.
If you see something, you have to say something. If you see someone in immediate, imminent danger, you need to call 911. But if there's something that looks a little shady, it usually is. And so you might want to call law enforcement to kind of take a look at it. Now, there is the reporting that with the Polaris Project or the National Human Trafficking Hotline, and it's kind of like a clearinghouse where they call and then they field things back. But, you know, I tell people, especially if you're in the area here, you can always call us direct if you need to. And law enforcement, they work with us. They'll call. Most of our survivors come through law enforcement or through the Freedom Network that we're a part of.
And speaking of help, you could use some volunteers.
Absolutely. With the properties that we have and, decorating and mentoring. That's one thing that I am adamant that we need to do for our survivors is build a support system. We need vetted volunteers that can be that safety net for that survivor. No one is ever kicked out of the Lifeboat Project. They may lose the right to live in our properties if they're not doing what they need to be doing. And there have been some that, you know, they're not ready. And that's okay. Call me when you're ready. But we have mentors that still reach out to them in the community and kind of keep an eye and we'll report back how they're doing. And, you know, do we need to set up a meeting to see if they're ready? You know, that kind of a thing. But just like we would with our kids, we have to have a good, strong support system underneath them. The problem that I see, too, with some of the survivors that we have come through, if there's trauma that had started at a young age, be it sexual abuse, violence, whatever, that goes on sometimes, and if they are trafficked, it's the behavior that kind of goes with it. And a lot of them have burned bridges, and people wash their hands with them. And you know what? I don't give up on them. I love them even harder, and I fight even stronger for them.
Along with volunteerism, you need some funds because you are a nonprofit organization. Now, you got an event coming up called the Looney Lifeboat Regatta. It's on April 4th. It's a good way to get familiar with what Lifeboat does.
Absolutely. And it's a lighthearted, it's a lighthearted event, too, on a dark subject. So people can go to the website, www.thelifeboatproject.org, and they can go to our events page, and the Looney Lifeboat Regatta is listed there. And basically what it is churches or businesses, whoever, gets together and they build a boat made out of recyclable materials. You're given a chart of, like, this is what you can do. Of course, there's no motors. And then you have time, 4 or 5 hours, to set up your boat, and then we take off in heats. And there's prizes for the most creative, who sunk first, of course, who won. And so I just think it's going to be a wonderful event. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, but it's a big undertaking, and I have some great help now.
So that's April 4th, the Looney Lifeboat Regatta. It's a good way to get to know the lifeboat people.
Absolutely.
See what maybe you can do, or maybe you can help somebody.
Yeah.
Check it out, thelifeboatproject.org, thelifeboatproject.org. And you get information on the events that they have coming up, and they have several more, so it's not just this one.
Yes.
And ways that you can help or get help, or if you see something, maybe they can point you in the right direction of helping somebody else.
Absolutely.
All right, so it's the Lifeboat Project at thelifeboatproject.org. Well, Jill Bolander-Cohen, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.